the energy of healing, and this month is the energy of healing. So we have the capacity to use the energy within this month to heal our body and our soul. Hi, ladies. And see, our guest speaker just walked in. So in a couple of minutes, he'll share the floor with me. Come sit down. So most of the sicknesses and diseases that happen from unhealthy nutrition, things that we ingest in our body. And this month, we can clear our digestive system. We can clear our gallbladder from any kind of negativity that we have on both levels, spiritually and physically. Now, there are some very interesting things that happened this month. So has anybody heard of the story of the Israelites in the desert? Yes, after they left Egypt. So there are two very important things that happened this month. In this month, the manna, does anybody know what the manna is? Okay, so the manna started falling in this month. Now the manna was their source of nutrition. And it kind of says that whatever you wanted it to taste like, that's what it tasted like. But it didn't make you fat. It didn't make you sick. It didn't give you indigestion. It was perfect for your body. And that's what happened in this month. The second thing that happened in this month was the well of Miriam. So there were two important things that happened to the Israelites in the desert while they were preparing for the receiving of the Torah. And those two important things were nutrition, right? How do you survive 40 years in the desert without food and water? The manna and the well of Miriam is what happened in this month. They were created in this month. This was preparing them for the receiving of the Torah. So what does that mean for us? Because really, who cares, right? Who cares what happened a million years ago? It was preparation. It was the seed level. So whatever we do in this month prepares us for the rest of the year. Whatever we do today and tomorrow is what prepares us for the rest of the year. So this month, we said Taurus has the letter Vav. And next month, Gemini has the letter Zayin. Okay, so in Hebrew it kind of looks like this, Vav and Zayin. Taurus is called the month of Ziv. Ziv, so it's kind of backwards, and it means the month of light. What is this showing us? It says that the Creator was preparing everybody and that only the people who ate from the manna would receive the Torah. And when did it start? In this month. So only the people who actually put energy and effort into this month will be able to reap all the benefits. So it's so important for us to be very conscious of what we're thinking, our actions, what we're thinking internally this month. Now, the war of Amalek, the war of doubts, also happened during this month. Why? Because when we look inwards, it's very easy to fall into doubts. Doubts about ourselves, doubts about people around us, doubts about the Creator. The minute we let go of spirituality, because what is Taurus about? Tauruses are complacent. Tauruses won't see that they're in the mud. They can be stuck in the mud, but it's their mud. It's my mud. Don't move my mud. I want to stay in my mud. So they'd rather have their mud than somebody else's mud, right? They don't want to get clean. They just want to stay there. So the minute that we fall into complacency, everything is good. I don't need to make any effort. I'm good. Listen, I'm good. You know, I'm not having any major chaos in my life. I'm okay. The minute we fall into that, then we open ourselves to doubts. Now, doubts doesn't mean doubts in spirituality only. It means doubts in ourselves. Are we good enough? Are we not good enough? Are we with the right people? Did I call the right person? Did I hire the right person? Did I talk to the right person? Am I going out with the right person? Who knows? But if we understand that this month is the beginning of everything, because, and I'll talk later about the other side of Taurus. Another thing that happened is in this month is the beginning of the first temple. See how powerful this month is? The beginning of the building of the first temple happened in this month. So what is this telling us? This month, if we combine our knowledge and our wisdom with our actions of spirituality, we can make things happen. Because what happens with Taurus? They can be really smart, but moving them is almost impossible. By the way, I was born May 15th, so it's okay. So moving them is extremely hard. This is the month to plant the seeds thoroughly, to understand that the gifts that we have this month are so that we can reap the gifts of the next month, which is Shavuot. And I'm going to explain in a little while what Shavuot is. So every Hebrew month has a very unique attribute, and it also has a part of the body that corresponds to it. This month is about thinking inside, thinking inwardly. And we should focus this month on our thoughts. What are we thinking? Because the way that we think and the patterns that we think affects our actions. The way that we act is according to the way we think. And one of the ways that we can heal ourselves is by being in tune with our thoughts. And by being in control of our thoughts. How many times a day do we have a negative thought? And we don't even realize that we have a negative thought. We're judging this person, we're judging ourselves, we get up in the morning, and if you're a woman, you've judged yourself 5 times when you just woke up in the morning. A million things. Your thoughts. If you can control your thoughts, you can control your body, you can control your actions. So the month of Taurus is represented by the ox. And the ox represents the spiritual origin of the animal soul. What's an ox? An ox is strong, right? Big, strong. It's the animal soul. This month, we work on changing our animal soul. Changing our animal soul. And that's why we need to think inwardly. It's introspect. The same way that the mana and the well existed in order to help the generation prepare themselves for what they were going to receive, this month is to work on ourselves and be aware of what our surroundings are. Most of us are so busy with our daily lives. There's so many things we need to do, so many things that we need to get done, that we might not even realize that there's people around us. That's the Taurus. They kind of are just going to, you know, plow through. The ox plows. It's going to plow through, and who cares what's going on around us, right? No. We need to make sure that we are understanding what's going on around us. Now, there's another thing that happens this month, and I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's called the counting of the Omer. What's the counting of the Omer? It's the days between Passover and Shavuot. So Passover is when we release ourselves from our bondage, whatever that is, the things that tie us down, our things that keep us from reaching our potential, to Shavuot, which is receiving all of the light. In this time, we count. So now, in Hebrew, there's a word called cheshbon, which means to count. But cheshbon also comes from the root of cheshev, which means to think. Which again brings us back to thinking inwardly. So we have this time to prepare ourselves. This is bringing us back to the root of thinking inwardly and contemplating on our thoughts. This month is so important to be aware of our thoughts. So what are some practical tools that we can use? You can write down for yourself every day. At the end of the day, take 5 minutes, don't fall asleep, not when you're in bed ready to like conk out, but every day write down for yourself, what kind of thoughts went through my mind today? What kind of negative thoughts about myself, about others, limiting thoughts, things that I didn't even notice at the moment? Now, some fun facts about Taurus. So, in partnerships, in soulmates, Taurians need peace. They need harmony, right? Everything needs to be okay. They need emotional security. And when they lose that, believe it or not, they're very controlling. Very, very controlling. They become almost obsessive. Almost to the point of, I need to know what's going on in my life. Don't take anything from me. They're very ambitious, and they're great in setting up a plan and following it through, but make sure you don't go into the stock market, because if there's something that they can't handle, is they can't be flexible. They would rather have an income that makes sense every month than to be rich but not have that same income every month. Oh my God, don't take that away from me. You know, they need the stability. They need to know what's going on. They have to have that steady income rather than, I don't know what's going to happen this month. Taurians love food. I love food. What can I tell you? So they have to be careful. Exercise, healthy food, those things are very, very, very important. And Taurians love to move slow. Don't make them rush, because you won't get anything good out of them. What I'd like to do now is invite our guest speaker, Dr. David, to share with us some amazing facts. Let me give you the microphone, otherwise nobody will hear you.
I don't have a loud voice, but...
Yeah, but the camera has to pick it up.
Good evening. I am Dr. David Motahede. I'm a third generation chiropractor. My grandfather was a chiropractor, uncle, and now me. The way I came to this, I really didn't want to do this. I used to be in another business, and somehow or another, God brought me into this business. I've been blessed a lot. God has given me huge blessing, which I try to pass on to other people and try to make him healthy. Because without health, nothing matters. It doesn't matter what you do. If you suffer from pain, you cannot live easy. And the way I would like to speak is, chiropractic is basically a lot like channels. We open up a lot of the channels. Your brain is the center of everything. So we kind of got created like our creator. We have the top brain, and then we have the channels going down. Let me explain to you a little bit this way. We have our brain, then it comes down and it comes into spinal cord, and then it turns into trailers of fibers, which goes into our legs. When this channel closes down by blockages, you don't get things that are necessary to come into your organs. Yes, sure. A little nervous, this is my first time, never done this before.
We're all family here.
So, yes, these nerves go to your organs, which are like hoses that go to trees. Each one of our organs are like different trees. So we have apple, oranges, variety. The top part that comes out of your neck, this is the base of your brain. So your base of your skull is right about here. And then you have 8 nerves in the cervicals, which is the top part of the neck, which is, so there's actually 7 bones, but there are 8 nerves. So there is 2 nerves in the last one. Then there is 12 nerves in the mid back, 5 in the low back, and then you have 5 in the sacrums, which is the cone shape. And then you have the tailbone, which is the most sensitive nerve is possible to have. I'm not sure if you ever got kicked in the rear end. It hurts really bad.
That's the tailbone? That's the tailbone?
That's the tailbone, okay. Yes. So as your brain transfers information down, they cross as they get below the base brain. So anything on the right, feel the left side feels the right, and the left, this side. So what it is, as the nerves, they transfer over, they come through these holes they call foramen. And like I explained, they go to each organ. The top part in the cervicals, that C1, C2 usually goes to your eyes. C stands for cervical, which in the Latin means neck. C1, C2 goes to your arteries of your eyes, and it has to do a lot with headaches. Because from C6 to C1, you have an artery that comes up and it goes up into your eyes and into your nostrils. So when this nerve gets blocked up here, either C1, what we call rotates, or it goes lateral, which means it goes sideways. So the bone, when it turns, it cuts off the artery and it cuts off the nerve that is taking the information up. So what it does, it causes you a lot of headache, migraines, flashes, because the artery that is going up is not supplying enough blood. So what it does, you get headache is because of pain, because oxygen is not coming to the brain. So that causes the brain up there. Then from C3, C4, which is down here, which is the third and the fourth nerve, they go to your thyroid. So if these are not functioning correctly, your thyroid is not functioning correctly. So either hyper, which is a lot, so you get real skinny, or it's hypo, which is less, so you get heavy. And what usually when you fix the rotation and the lateralization, what we call going sideways, you get most of that out of the way, so everything starts functioning correctly again. You don't need all this medication. And then C5, C6, C7, C8, they go into your hands. So I'll show you by my hands, it's much easier. C6 are these two fingers, C7 is this one, and C8 are these, the small ones, which make the different nerves as they come down. So if you have a problem with these fingers, usually it's up here. These. You get either numbness, tingling, cold hands, and pain shooting down your arms when you have problems up here. T1 and T2, T12, which is the thoracic, which is the mid back, I call it T1 to T12. These supply your organs. T1, T2 goes to heart. So if these two are not functioning correctly, your heart is not beating. Your heart is beating incorrectly. So you either have hypertension or you have hypotension. So you have low blood pressure or high blood pressure. Okay. T3, T4 goes to your lungs. So when those have problems, your lungs are not breathing correctly. So you get a lot of asthma. You have a lot of allergies, because your lungs are not cleaning you correctly. T5, T6, T7 goes to stomach, liver, and pancreas. So if those are not functioning correctly, sometimes you have stomach problems, either not going, too much acid or not enough acid. Liver is not functioning correctly, so you get cholesterol. Usually the nerve that goes to the liver, if it's not functioning correctly, you get hypercholesterolemia, which is cholesterol. And then T6, T7, T8, they control liver, pancreas, and spleen. So again, if those are not functioning correctly, your liver is not functioning, so it's not cleaning you out well. Your pancreas, so you have probably insulin deficiency, which you don't have enough, so your sugar is high, always high. And if it's the one that is goes T9 goes to the spleen, so the spleen is having problems, so your immune system is always down. You're always sick or something like that. Then T10, T11, T12 goes to your intestines. T10, T11 goes usually to small intestines. T11, T12 do large intestines. So if those are not functioning correctly, your indigestion is not, your digestion is not working correctly. So you get a lot of diarrhea or constipation. Okay. Then the L's down here from L1 to L5, these control your legs. L1, L2, L3. I'll show you on my legs. So it's L1, L2, L3. And this is L4 reflex. So when they hit you on the knee, that's when the knee jumps. So that's L4 down here someplace. And if you have a lot of numbness and tingling in your legs, on your toes and stuff, usually it's L4, L5. Because those are where you have problems. So sometimes the bone rotates or it falls out, or what we call retro or anterior listhesis. What that means is the spine, instead of rotating, it goes forward or backward. Those are the worst ones. Because when they go work, they choke the spinal cord also. Not only the nerves are coming out, but the spinal cord. So that's where you get weakness in the legs. You can't move, you can't even breathe. And then sacrum, these control your, how can I explain this? S1 does the bottom of the feet, then S2, S3 does the back of the legs, and S4, S5 controls the rectum. And if you have problem with those, then you have a lot of problem going to the restrooms and all of that. Then the tailbone is the one like I explained, is the most sensitive one, which controls everything else. So if that's in pain, it could shoot everywhere all the way to your brain. Yeah. Any questions? Yes.
The allergies and asthma is T6?
Asthma is T3, T4.
T3.
Usually that's the one that controls the lungs.
And the allergies the same?
Yeah, usually the lungs, because what it is, there is pepsinogen inside your lungs.
Okay.
That cleans out your lungs. So what when the nerves is not working, it's not shooting and it's not cleaning out your lungs.
And the last one is C5 is the headaches?
C1.
C1,
C2. Usually C1, C2 is the main one of headaches.
Okay.
And migraine. You're welcome.
So how do we naturally heal ourselves after all of this?
Stretching, exercises. The rolling is real good. There is, you know how they make the rollers that you can roll on and roll side, back, and everything. And once in a while, go to the mechanic and have your body mechanic. My pleasure, you're welcome. Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to do a meditation for healing, as promised. So I know I asked everybody to bring a name. Hopefully you have a name of a person. What I want you to do is, if we can do kind of like a circle, so that we can do a healing circle. If we can get up and bring our chairs together. We can do it around the camera. So we can start from here and go all the way around so that we're not bothering the camera. I have no idea. Just leave it there. Okay, what I want you to do is we're going to go around and I want you to share one name. I know we have a lot of people that we need to send healing to, and I know that there's people that are streaming, but we're going to go around. I'm not going to say names, just go around and say one name of a person that needs healing. And then after that, we're going to do the meditation. So you start and then just go around. Okay, what I want you to do is uncross your legs, uncross your arms, put everything down. Close your eyes. And again, allow yourself to take 3 deep breaths in and out. Now I want you to imagine a big ball of white light on the top of your head. I want you to be aware of your head and your shoulders, your arms, your fingers. Feel yourself letting go of all the tensions of the day. Feel your body, your torso, your hips, your legs, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Let go of all of that tension, all the negativity of the day. Now I want you to imagine that big ball of white light that's been hovering over your head. Feel it go down your neck, your shoulders, your arms. Feel the warmth of your body. Feel it filling the inner organs of your body, your torso, your hips, and your legs, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Now I want you to imagine yourself in a peaceful place, a comfortable place, a place where you feel love, warmth, and comfort. Allow that white light, that white ball of energy to come in. Slowly, slowly, I want you to imagine that person who needs healing. See them in front of you. Feel their pain. And slowly, slowly, I want you to take a part of your ball of white energy and start guiding it down from the top of their heads to their neck, their arms, wherever they need that extra energy is where you stop and send them that extra energy. If it's spiritual energy they need, then stop at the top of their head and give them that extra white ball of light. We're at their arms, their inner organs, their torso, their hips. Their legs. Take a moment and inject that energy, inject that love. Imagine them healed from whatever it is they need healing. See them whole and happy. See them getting rid of their pain. Now I want you to embrace them. Know that the light is with them. The energy you've given is with them. And release them to the universe. Now slowly, slowly be aware of yourselves. Any pain that you have within yourself, within your body, within your soul, allow yourself to bring that white energy, that big ball of white light within you. Take a moment and send yourself that healing energy. Where in your body may you need some extra light? Where in your soul do you need that extra light? Take that big ball of white light and inject it where you need. Now slowly, slowly, I want you to become aware of the tips of your toes, your ankles, your legs, your knees, your hips, your torso, all your inner organs, your arms, your fingers, your shoulders, your neck. Release that tension from the day. Feel the white energy, the white ball of light, releasing all the tension of the day. Your ears, your face, all the way to the top of your head. And now imagine taking all that energy, all that white light, all that love, all that peace, releasing it to the universe, to anybody else who needs healing today. Take a moment and send energy to all the places in the world that are in turmoil, that are in chaos, that need love, that need peace. Slowly, slowly take three deep breaths in and out. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Okay, what I'd like to do now is a little workshop with like internal inward thinking, but a little twist in either twos or threes. So I want you to think first of something, and there's clipboards around. One thing that you want to work on this month internally. Now, I don't mean to change and to be a different person. What's that one thing, that one thought that keeps on nagging at you, that keeps on bothering you, that keeps on limiting you, that because of it, you're not able to reach your potential, you're not able to reach the sharing that you could do? So take a moment, write it down, and then you can either share it in twos or threes around you. Maybe you can join the ladies here and they'll tell you. You want to join them here and they'll tell you what we're doing? We're doing a workshop, so maybe you can join them so you'll know.
Oh, thanks.
Bring your chair. You can bring your chair. Oh, I was on mute, sorry. I'm good. Okay, let's go back to our seats, and I'd like to hear from the groups. What are some things? I know everyone's excited. Okay, what are some things that you'd like to work on this month? Let's hear it, so we can also write it down for our people at home that had to do it by themselves. Okay, let's hear. Come on, I'm not calling names. Yes?
Pleasing others.
Pleasing others. That's. Are you a Taurus? Okay. Don't fall into it.
I was trying to do that.
Okay, pleasing others. What else?
I'm not good enough.
Self-doubt.
Same thing. Not good enough. Self-doubt. Okay. Anything else? I'm a Taurus and a Gemini. I can't give up control. Now that I can deal with.
Yes. Being more patient.
Okay. Anything else?
I would say be able to say no.
Okay. So let's, anybody else before I? Okay. So let's think about this for a minute, because we know that every month, are we good? Every month has its own energy. So we know that Tauruses are lazy, Tauruses get stuck in the mud. They will stick with a relationship, even if it's terrible, if it's a partnership, if it's a marriage, whatever it is, they'll stick with it and they won't even realize that they're suffering. How many Tauruses do we have here? How many people do you know that are Tauruses? Okay. So what does that mean for us? Because not everybody is a Taurus, but we have that energy. And it can go either way. So we need to be aware that sometimes, because we all have all of the signs in us. No one is just a Virgo or just a Sag or just the whatever. Laziness, all of us have it. If you're a Taurus or you know a Taurus, it's, you know, double. But all of us have laziness. So there's one practical thing that I can tell you. Get up before your alarm clock. Get up before your alarm clock. Turn it off before it rings. Good luck. Especially in the month of Taurus. And you know what? It's amazing. If you set your inner alarm clock, you can do it. It's all about desire. It's all about desire. I can tell you that even the days I don't have to get up, for some reason, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning. No matter what, I have an internal clock. I want to sleep till 8 on a Saturday morning. Not going to happen. It's a matter of desire. Second thing, open your eyes. I know someone, I'm not going to say names, who's a Taurus, that I can send them to the next room to bring a thing that's in front of their eyes, and literally they'll go like this. Where is it? Be aware. Be aware of your surroundings this month. Look at what's going around you, physical and spiritual, because it's so easy to fall into complacency. It's so easy to get used to the routine. And Taurus is about routine. It's about my comfort, my belongings. You know, everything needs to be where it's supposed to be. Mess it up a little bit. Say something that you wouldn't dare to say. Not to hurt somebody, but something that might not make you look the best person in the world, might even make you look a little bit stupid, as long as you're not hurting anybody. But do it as practice. Why? Because this month is about, okay, my things, my food, my comfort, my routine, and my control. My need to control. How many of you have a need to control even if you're not a Taurus? Come on. Let go. You know what happens when we let go? We let the light in. Now, I'm not saying to sit down and say, okay, it's up to the light, whatever. No. But once you've done your 110%, let go. So what if it doesn't work the way you want it to work? You know, I have to tell you. So my daughter's a Taurus, and I'm a Taurus. And so last night, we were sitting planning each other's birthdays. And my husband, the Scorpio, is in the middle, and we're both driving him crazy. No, you have to do this now. No, you have to do this now. And he's like, enough with the control. You know, one is worse than the other. Who's worse? And he looks at me and goes, I thought you were terrible. Your daughter's worse than you are. So it's a very kind of passive control. You won't even notice it. Make sure you look inside. Where am I being passive controlling? I'm not telling you what to do. God forbid. I'm just going to make you feel guilty about it. But I'm not telling you what to do. You know, I'm so tired. You know, you can pick up the dishes. It's, you know, I've been working all day. Be aware. Be aware of what our thoughts are. Now, on these little cards, does everybody have one? On the other side, on the back, so in the front is the Pei and the Vav, which are the letters of the month, like we said. The Vav for Taurus. right? And the pay for the planet Venus. And on the other side is the angel of the month. So we don't pronounce it, but you can look at the letters of the angel of the month. Now, what do we do with that? Everyone's familiar with the Ana B'Koach. So while you're doing the Ana B'Koach, you have the letters of the month. And while you're doing that, you can also inject the angel of the month. Because that angel is with you every day this whole month. Whatever you want to ask for, whatever help you need, you put that into your meditation. Under that, you see the combination of the Tetragrammaton. So every month, there's a different combination. And this is the combination for this month. So that also you can use every day in a meditation to send healing, to ask for energy for different things.
The
one on the bottom under the angel. Yes. You can do it.
It doesn't matter.
There's no rules to that. Okay, questions before I wrap it up. We're good? Okay. The last thing I want to share with you is these days connect us between Passover. Has everybody here done Passover? Yes? Okay. Yes, a lot of you did Passover. Okay. So Passover, like I said, was going out of bondage, going out of our limitations, getting rid of all the things that we need to overcome. And then these days are the days that we need to build ourselves. What does that mean? It's sort of like a baby, right? So we're born on Passover. And, you know, I had a question from somebody the other day. Don't you get bored? Like, every year it's the same thing. You have Taurus every year. You have Passover every year. What's the difference? And this is going to sound cheesy. It's kind of like being reborn. And I don't mean like born again and all that stuff. But every year we have the opportunity to start again. So on Passover, it's like we're born as babies. And by Shavuot, which is actually 49 days, we have the days to build ourselves. And this week happens to be the week of not speaking evil speech. So until Friday night, we need to kind of be careful not to speak negative about anybody. Not about ourselves either, because we're masters of that. Not about ourselves, not about anybody. And while we're building ourselves, imagine that it's kind of like you're going through, being a baby to a teenager to an adult in 49 days. And then when Shavuot comes, which is all the gifts, which is reaping everything that you've done this whole month and the month of Gemini, you get all the gifts. So it's so important to invest now in ourselves, in our thoughts, in our bodies, in our actions, so that we can reap all the gifts.